Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following radio news. Moving on to business news, Planetary Monthly announced that the subscription numbers for the magazine have increased more than 50% compared to a year ago. The publication was considered risky by many industry analysts at its launch. Fortunately, it has proven otherwise with its impressive figures. The circulation director attributed the magazine's success to quality articles by independent journalists. Planetary Monthly recently reported that a smartphone and tablet-compatible version will be available in June for mobile users. News of this latest announcement spread quickly, sending the company's stock to its highest daily close ever. Number 86. What does the speaker say about Planetary Monthly? Number 87. According to the director, what helped the business be successful? Number 88. What does the company plan to do in June? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following talk.
All right, everyone. We're about to get started on using the kitchen equipment for the recipes you'll be making today. There are a number of techniques that I will teach you in this session. I hope you're all prepared for it. But before that, let me just outline the rest of the day. In the morning session, you will learn how to select ingredients and use the appliances. Then we'll take a lunch break at 12:30 p.m. After that, you'll have the chance to make a special dish on your own. And one more thing, if you haven't done so yet, please be sure to add your name, phone number, and email address to the sheet I've passed around.
Number 89. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 90. What does the speaker mean when she says,
I hope you're all prepared for it.
Number 91. What are the listeners asked to do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me to speak at the California Technology Symposium. My name is Wu Liang, and I'm the head of the R&D department at Roxbury Industries. I'm excited to show you our new Boson 101 keyboard. This device uses a flat touchscreen instead of actual keys. Its smart technology allows it to learn your hand size and finger placement as you type. This decreases aches and discomforts in your hands, fingers, and wrists. If this sounds like something you want to try, we've got some models at the back. Feel free to be our guest. You'll see how quickly the Boson 101 adapts to your particular needs.
Number 92. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 93. What is mentioned about the Boson 101? Number 94. What does the man mean when he says,
Feel free to be our guest?
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and schedule. Welcome to Everton, everyone. I'm looking forward to a great day of showing you the sights. Now, before we get started, I want to make you aware of a change to our itinerary. We were scheduled to visit City Hall this afternoon, but a last-minute council meeting has been called and we cannot visit while it is in session. I do apologize, but instead, we will be visiting the historic Ellesmere Manor. This is where the playwright Jameson Ellesmere wrote many of his most famous works. And for those already thinking about dinner plans, you should know that the hotel sits right beside the most popular bistro in the entire city. I highly recommend checking it out.
Number 95. Who most likely is the speaker?
Number 96. Look at the graphic. When will the listeners visit a historic site? Number 97. What does the speaker say about the hotel? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following announcement and list.
Good morning, everyone. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Samar Bava, the building manager. Ms. Bailey asked me to speak to you today about the changes regarding the building's entrances. We'll be installing card readers at all entry points. This new system will help to keep the building more secure by only allowing in authorized personnel. You'll all be distributed new chip-enabled ID badges. Following the meeting, please email Ms. Bailey a recent photo of yourself to be used for the ID. Usually, you should call Lin Fang with inquiries, but this time Brandon Garrett is handling them instead.
Number 98. According to the speaker, why is a system being changed? Number 99. What most likely will the listeners do after the meeting? Number 100. Look at the graphic. What extension number are listeners advised to call for inquiries?